All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes membership under its own name, courses, journals, and also one-on-one coaching, both of which the membership and one-on-one is open. So if you are looking for some really personalized change, something that you can, someone that you can talk to every single day throughout the week, that you get one-on-one video calls with as well, and some courses, of course, and extra content in between, one-on-one coaching is open and available. It is a higher price ticket option to invest in, but there is monthly options. So I have a 3 and a 6 month investment option to commit to. With the 3, you get 3 monthly calls. With the 6, you get weekly calls that you can use at any, we can schedule out at any time. And then again, Voxer, which is a talk and text app that we can use throughout the day, Monday through Friday. The investments for those are $3,000 and $6,000 or $1,200 a month. Or we have the Rock Solid Gym Method membership site, which is $59 a month, or you can invest in the entire year, and that's $516, which is a pretty big savings in all honesty. So if you are ready for change, feel free to head on over to the Rock Solid Gym Method .com website. That's RCKSLDGYM method.com, and everything will be housed under there. You can always start with my free course of 3 days to cutting cravings to kind of get an idea of what that all would be, and we can always move forward from there. But let's get into this, because I feel like this is very much going to be a brain dump diaries, like authentic one. Not like they aren't all this way, but I feel like a little vulnerable going into this, because I feel a little, not like petty. Petty's not the right word for it, or I don't know. I don't know what the word is, but it's when younger people are doing better than you. And I'm 27. Like, there's no reason for me to feel this way or anything like that, but it's in this mindset of, like, my past has been really bad. If I was super consistent, like, I didn't go through all the shit that I went through and I let it get to me and throw me off track, like, a few years, like, who knows how freaking far it could be. I could have done a couple bodybuilding shows. I could have done more CrossFit competitions, like entered into it. I could be lifting insane amount of weights. I could be in such good shape. I could be in such a good mental space, but that's not my reality. And here, I'm just going to pull up my phone because I text myself thoughts. I don't know if anybody else does this or if they're just normal and like write it down and everything, but okay, this all came up like halfway through last month in July. So the 21-year-old doing the same thing you are doing does not mean that you are a failure. The 21-year-old lifting more weights than you does not mean you're falling behind. Sorry, a spam call's coming in. Or your progress and your growth is any less than impressive. The 21-year-old doing things that you wished you could have done when you were younger only means that you were part of the progress. You started pushing boundaries and challenging views, and it's allowed them to blossom sooner. Get excited for the younger generation growing faster, because it's thanks to people like you for challenging it and struggling through it that we're able to see what we're truly capable of now. See the girls as potential in the younger generation, not the failures of yours. So that pretty much just sums it up in all honesty. I felt this way a few times in the gym and just kind of in general when I get paired up with somebody that's stronger than me or I see other people, and I've always been around people that were older than me, like always in a workplace, always been the youngest one, and I had such high hopes to do everything super duper young, but there's still so much life to live. Like, just because you don't do things in your 20s doesn't mean that you failed for the rest of your life and existence. Because there are people that, like, start fitness and start their healthy journey in their 60s and 70s and, like, do amazing things. Like, it really doesn't matter what the age is. It's all just a mindset. And I felt for me when I got into like the self-improvement and the hustle and the never satisfied, like all of that stuff, I saw all of these younger people like doing these crazy, crazy things, like opening up businesses and starting these multi-million dollar brands and like making these big investments and making these big changes and entering into these competitions and like dominating them at such a young age and like passing all these people up. And it's like, that could have been me. I had a lot of potential, but I didn't have a coach to like help me see it through. I like had some mental health issues that came up and didn't like get the right help. I pushed too far and didn't like allow my body to recoup and recover. And like, I've made all of these excuses and gotten so upset and mad at myself for all of this. But in reality, like, it was necessary. Like, that's my story. That's my journey. And I didn't need to go through hell in order to have a victory story. I could have just had a victory story because I saw the potential in myself and move forward from that. But because this is my reality, this is my story, it does not mean that it can't go farther or I can't push myself more because I don't have it all set in place and set in stone right now. And I don't have to work out for hours and hours at a time, like every single day. Like, I'm not a full-time athlete. I'm not a sponsored or paid athlete. I'm not that, and I probably never will be, and that's okay. So what does that need to look like for me now? What does that look like for me now? And how do I get out of my head with that? So that's the biggest, like I said, health is a lot more mental than it is physical, and this is all on the work that I do. And this is just another level of it. It's another level of not selling myself short just because I'm not where I wanted or thought I would be, while at the same time pushing myself to that full potential that I know I can have and that I will have. It's just a balancing act of not getting too much in your head, but also pushing yourself to see how far you can actually go. And this is the fine line that I feel I have gotten to, even though it's still a work in progress, but it's the fine line of I have a lot of potential and I can go pretty far, whether it's just with competitions that I enter into, like I'm not going to the Olympics or the Games or anything like that. I probably won't ever step on stage. But like, what is that level that I want to get to? Because I just want to be an all-around good athlete. I want to be able to, somebody says, hey, we're wanting to sign up for this. We're wanting to do this Tough Mudder. We're wanting to do this modified triathlon. Like, I want to be the person that can be like, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, I want to try it. Yeah, okay. Or even just like, we're wanting to go and do this thing. We're wanting to go hiking. We're wanting to go exploring. We're wanting to try this sport. We're wanting to do this. And I can be confident and okay with saying, yeah, I could join. I could do that as well. I'm not looking to be a pro athlete. I'm not looking for that. I thought I did at one point, and that's just any kid's dream, honestly. Until they get to the point of, do I actually want to do what it's going to take to get there? Or do I have what it takes to get there? Or am I just going to be a really fit, competitive person and not get in my head about it? And I've had to catch myself. And I still have to catch myself every single time I go to the gym. That person's stronger than me. I need to be farther back. Or making excuses for why that person is stronger than me. Oh, they've been doing this for 6 years. Oh, I've been doing this like maybe 4 total. But in all honesty, like, it was kind of 2 years, and then, like, I took a year, year and a half off, and I didn't really exercise that much, and then I just jumped back into this, and I've been dealing with a lot of stuff, so I really haven't been doing that much, and I'm still, like, kind of close to them, competitively wise. So, like, I'm doing really good. But I should be doing more because I saw that this person was able to do this in this amount of time. So I should be able to do that as well. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if you were able to do a muscle up, like, right off the bat, like, just because you're your body is capable of doing that, or if it's taken you 5 years to get to that point? Either way, you're still getting to the end result of being able to do a muscle up. So what if you're not good at pull-ups? Some people can do them right off the bat. Some people, it takes months to do it. Some people, it takes years to do it, but at the end, you're still doing the same thing. You're still doing the same thing. And you chose every single time not to give up on it. To still see what you're capable of. To keep moving forward with it. Like, what? It's okay. It is okay. It's okay. You don't need to worry about hitting a certain milestone in order to, like, prove to people that you can actually do it. Because you can always just do it. You can always do it. You can just do it. You always could, you always can, you always will. Decide. Decide you will. Decide you want to. Decide this is it. Whatever that looks like. Whatever it takes. Is it going to mean more fitness? Possibly. Do you want to add more fitness in your life right now? Can you add more fitness in your life right now? No? Okay, well then you have to accept that and be okay. That is going to take a little extra time. It's going to be a little bit longer. Not okay with that? You want it sooner? Well, then what is it actually going to take? What are you going to need to add in order to get to that goal? What is it that you actually want it to be like? And also, what is the effort outside of just going to the gym that you're going to need to add into it? Like the recovery, the food, the refueling, the sleep, the stress, the physical and mental and emotional, spiritual wear and tear that comes with this. Are you ready for that? You need to have a solid one-on-one connection and talk with yourself. What is it that you actually want to do? What are you willing to do? And what is that going to look like? And move forward with that. Move forward with that. That's all it is going to take. So, to the younger people that are beating you, that are going farther than you, when you held yourself to this such large standard that at 25, you were going to have it all together, you're going to have it figured out, you're going to start investing, you're going to make all this money, make all this impact, and here you are at 27, still living at home, paycheck to paycheck, figuring it out, and making it work in the gym. Does it really matter? Because either way, you still are here. You still have a story to tell. You still have a life to share. And struggles and knowledge because of that. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you know that. I tell myself all the time in the workout, whatever the workout is, whatever the time is, time means nothing. Time means nothing. Because it's always going to feel too long. It's always going to feel too short. It's always going to feel impossible. You're never going to be happy with it. So why? I'm just realizing this now. Welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. It's just my physical therapy session. My personal therapy session. But that can be translated into everything too. Time means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And if somebody makes it something, then they are stuck in this cycle that you want to get out of. You want to get out of it. So don't listen to them. If you really want to get past your past, what you did or didn't do, keep the good, learn from the bad, and make positive lessons from it so you can move forward confidently and choose in every single moment. Every single moment is a choice. Just got done talking about it with my Rock Solid Gym Method membership people, that it's all a constant choice when you are coming with change. I think I said this the last podcast too. it's a constant choice of for change. It's a constant choice of I want something different. I want something better. What am I going to do about it? Am I going to choose progress or am I going to choose comfort of staying where I'm at? Because even in uncomfortable and unideal situations, it's still better than the unknown because you know what to do with it. You know what to do with it right here, right now. But if you are ready for change, if you are ready for progress, then you have to choose it. You have to choose that it doesn't matter if the younger kids are keeping up with you or doing better, if the older people are keeping up with you or doing better, if you are just struggling, you don't need an excuse. You don't need an excuse that you had a bad day, that you didn't get a lot of sleep, that you had half a special K bar before the workout and maybe a couple sips of Powerade Zero. Not taken from personal experience for today, this morning at all. Not at all. Kidding. It's all true. But it's just owning that what you have for today is your best for today. Your best for right here, right now. You only have this moment. Whatever this moment looks like, you cannot beat yourself up for not being better than yesterday, not being as good or better than tomorrow. You only have where you're at right here, right now. And there was a lot of things that led up to this moment. You don't need it as excuses. You just need to accept it. Choose and decide what you want moving forward and do that. And do that moving forward. Choose that moving forward. So that's it. That's all I've got. Because you, and this was what kind of, I guess, helped me realize it as well, is all of these younger kids that are absolute beasts, especially all these younger women that are absolute beasts, that are training hard in the gym and like getting all this stuff done. Like, I was part of that generation where it still wasn't really normal for girls to work out, but I got, and even though like I wasn't super happy with my like high school sports career and like I could have done better and everything and I could have lifted more, but like I really did have some good people in my life where they didn't like downplay me a whole awful lot. Like, they still saw my potential and saw what I was capable of, and even though it was hard and not always great at times, like, I was still in the gym. I was still sought after for advice. Like, I was the most consistent one there, even out of the guys. Like, I set that standard, and going to college, like, I stood out. Like, probably my thunder thighs and cut-off shirts when everybody else is looking real cute in the studio, or they've got the basic t-shirt and shorts and, like, basketball socks on, you know, like, the longer socks, not, like, the ankle socks or anything like that, but, like, I helped set that standard where women in the gym are okay. And, like, my mom, too. My parents both in, like, another lifetime, they did bodybuilding. And, like, she was part of that generation that started that made it normal for women to have muscle. And growing up in that home, amazing. Like, my mom was showing me how to do like proper bent over rows. My dad was asking about like what my plan was for lifting and like what I was doing and giving me tips and advice and how to better like have that mind muscle connection and like how to make it work and giving me rep schemes and like high rep, low weight. But I really did just do high rep, heavy weight. And I just kept moving up in it. And I didn't realize like, oh, I'm supposed to do like light weights, high reps. Oh, well, I've been doing like heavier weights, high reps and like pushing to make it hard. So like I can build muscle. I know what I'm doing, but I was a part of that. I was a part of this growth. And I want to continue to see that. And I want to help make sure that people don't have the issues that I had with that as well. Because it can be such a mindfuck with it too. Of seeing what the potential is and seeing where you aren't. And it's completely morphing your body image and completely distorting it. And I've started to, like, I've shared a lot on my social media. I've started to see that waver. I've started to see that change. And it's hard to get past that when you've seen something completely different and told yourself something completely different for so long. So long. So be proud of yourself, because you are part of the generation of change. And I've always wanted to leave this world better than when I found it. And there's still a lot of work to do, but taking the mindset of I've already helped out a lot and there's still room for growth, and focusing just on that positive, it will just silence the negative, because the negative is just looking for a rise out of you. And if you don't give two shits about it, they hold absolutely no power. So hold your own, push through, and let's see what you're capable of, because you finally decided that you're ready for that, however old you are. Don't be afraid of it. So that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for coming to my therapy session on the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. Again, your host, Jesse Wallacher. Fantastic time. If you are looking at having more support, and if this is the kind of work that you were looking at, one-on-one spots are open. Again, bare minimum of, if you want to go month to month, $1,200 a month. Or we have the Roxology Method membership, which is $59 a month or $516 for the year, one time payment pay in full. I also have some courses if you want to do that as well, or the 3 days to cut your cravings for free. Also, journals, check that out on Amazon. Just look up my name, Jessica Wallacher, and you'll be good to go. I have lots of options to help and support you through it. Podcast as well, feel free to binge all of this great content. Also, my social medias, Facebook and Instagram, Jesse Wallacher right there. So that is all I have for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Loved having you here, and we will talk again very soon. Bye-bye.